Aloha, I'm Dave Lawrence, and this is Stargazer, our weekly guide of what to look for in our island skies. We've got Sean Lotch from the Emilo Astronomy Center on the line. He's our official conduit to the research community atop Mauna Kea. Hey, Sean, aloha. What's going on this week in our stargazing?
Aloha, Dave. Greetings from Mauna Kea. This week, watch for a young crescent moon in the western sky after sunset. Wednesday evening, Venus and the moon will make a brilliant pair in the western sky. Saturn is in the southwest during the first 3 hours of the evening, and Jupiter and Mars rise a bit before sunrise in the eastern sky as well.
Be fun looking for Jupiter in the morning.
Yeah, Jupiter and Mars, and over the next couple weeks we'll see them get closer together, which also will be really nice.
Ah, that does sound special. What's on tap in terms of space station X-37B, that kind of pass?
Tomorrow you can look for the X-37B from 4:28 to 4:32 a.m., moving from south to northeast. Wednesday morning, look for the International Space Station from 5:14 to 5:21 a.m., moving from southwest to northeast. And see it again on Friday morning from 4:26 to 4:30 a.m., moving from southwest to northeast. So lots of early morning satellites this week.
And that goes along with the planets, too.
Very much so.
And you had said that following on last week's tip-off relating to a discovery at Gemini, you've got another discovery to share with us.
That is correct. The count of known asteroids and comets that come close to Earth continues to climb. The 10,000th near-Earth object, known as asteroid 2013 MZ5, was just detected by the Pan-STARRS telescope on Haleakala. Now, near-Earth objects are asteroids and comets that can approach Earth within 28 million miles and range in size from a few feet to as large as 25 miles in diameter. Well, this asteroid that was just discovered is only about 1,000 feet across and will not approach Earth close enough to be considered a hazardous threat. But astronomers are constantly looking for these objects to make sure that we avoid any potential threats in the future.
So 1,000 feet wide, that would not burn up?
No, that would definitely do some damage if it were to strike the Earth. But again, the good news is we know this one's orbit and it's not a potential hazard at all.
We like that. We'll keep our fingers crossed and thank you so much for the heads up, Sean.
Mahalo for having me, Dave.
You're quite welcome. Sean Lotch, Emilo Astronomy Center on the Big Island. I'm Dave Lawrence. We'll catch you next time here on Stargazer.